Aboriginal elders in the Northern Territory are urging changes to parole conditions for some Indigenous inmates to send them to remote communities before they go home. Many Aboriginal inmates are in prison for domestic violence offences in the Top End, and the elders say that it continues the cycle of violence when they're sent straight home after they've been paroled. The elders that visit inmates say that they are finding their empathy is much in demand. Stephanie Zillman reports.
Green for go.
Please centre your eyes.
Inside Darwin's super jail, Aboriginal prisoners outnumber everyone else by 13 to 1. Far from turning their backs on the men and women who are in there, a group of Aboriginal elders want to see their visiting program get bigger and better. Elder Peter Lindsay.
The amount of Aboriginal people that are locked up, you know, twice as more than non-Indigenous. And half of those young fellas come from my neck of the woods. If I could, you know, stop maybe four or five of them from repeating offences or going back into jail, well, then I'm doing my job.
Initially, Peter Lindsay thought he would be visiting men and boys from his own community. But he discovered the program has greater potential if they talk to whoever is in need.
I realised that as soon as the elders go in there, you get a lot of them coming out, even people that I haven't, you know, that I don't really know, that don't come from my community, who actually come up to just to speak with us. I guess when they're the most vulnerable, when they're in there without family, some of them, you know, hardly get any visitors at all. So when we come up there, they want to come and see us. And even though we don't even know them, but we do our best to hear them out. And you know, we want to hear all the issues that have come up because it might help us with what we're doing in our job.
Along with his elder colleagues, Peter Lindsay now believes the visiting program has the potential to reduce recidivism rates. He says that the relationships the elders form with prisoners should be supported to continue once the prisoners are paroled, even if they're from different communities. One problem fueling recidivism, according to the elders, is the fact returning prisoners go straight back into their homes, where there's often been domestic violence before they have time to readjust to community life. Peter Lindsay again.
Well, maybe they could come out of jail and just, you know, sit there for a while, get a couple of people from here and there from within the health organisation, maybe drugs and alcohol and, you know, domestic violence and all that sort of stuff. Bring people, you know, other stakeholders in to sit with them there and, you know, get them better prepared to go back to their family members. That way, where they come out of jail, they don't just go back there and then end up back in jail again because of trouble. Set them up over here so they can be more of a better person once they go back to their family.
Johnny Shelford is an elder from Robertson River in the Northern Territory's Gulf Country. He says he often takes messages home after he's visited his community members.
One of my aunties, I spoke to her and told her, and she said, yes, we know, you know, and started sort of breaking down on that, and she's got to accept, and he's got to accept what he did was wrong and how long they're going to be in there, and the isolation really of it.
Johnny Shelford says the 2016 Four Corners investigation into Dondale Youth Detention Centre made an impact and reaffirmed his commitment to his job.
We got a couple of young Dondalers in there, sort of woke us up a bit.
Do you feel hopeful that things will get better?
Yeah, so I do feel hopeful, especially when you got the short-termers, you know, like a couple of months, 3 or 4 months and that.
Robertson River Elder Johnny Shelford, Stephanie Zillman, our reporter.